top 10 public firms now hold a million Bitcoin power block. The 10 largest publicly traded holders of Bitcoin now control close to a million BTC between them, according to a July 26 breakdown circulated by Bitcoin News. At Bitcoin's price of about $64,491 as of July 26, 2026, that stash is worth roughly $64 billion, and it sits on corporate balance sheets rather than in exchange wallets or individual holdings. The concentration is not evenly split. Strategy, the software company turned Bitcoin treasury vehicle led by Michael Saylor, accounts for the largest single position by a wide margin. The firm reported holdings of 843,775 BTC after its latest raise, which means one company holds the majority of the entire top 10 total. The remaining nine firms together make up the balance. One holder, then everyone else. The shape of this block matters more than the headline number. When a single entity holds more than 80% of a group's total, the power block is really one balance sheet plus a long tail. Strategy has spent years turning equity and convertible debt raises into Bitcoin purchases, and its most recent round pulled in $263.5 million through MSTR sales that fed directly into more BTC. That model works on the way up. It also ties the company's fortunes tightly to a single volatile asset. A sharp drawdown in Bitcoin does not just dent the position on paper. It can pressure the financing that made the accumulation possible in the first place, since much of the buying was funded by debt and stock issued against a rising price. The other nine names in the top 10 are a more mixed group. They include miners that hold the coins they produce, payment and exchange operators that keep Bitcoin as a reserve asset, and a handful of firms that have copied the Treasury First playbook on a smaller scale. None of them individually rival Strategy, but collectively they push the group over the million coin line. A fixed supply meets patient buyers, Bitcoin supply is capped at 21 million coins, and a large share of that is either lost, dormant, or held by long-term wallets that rarely move. Against that backdrop, a million coins parked in corporate treasuries with no stated intention to sell removes a meaningful slice of tradable supply from circulation. That dynamic cuts both ways for the market. Fewer coins available to trade can amplify price moves in either direction, since a thinner float reacts harder to the same amount of buying or selling. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 36, in fear territory, on July 26, and Bitcoin was down 0.23% over the prior 7 days, so the accumulation story is playing out against a cautious, range-bound tape rather than a euphoric one. Concentration also introduces a coordination risk that did not exist when Bitcoin ownership was more dispersed. If several of these treasuries faced margin pressure or a forced deleveraging at the same time, the coins that were absorbed quietly could return to the market in a hurry. That is the counterparty question sitting underneath every large custodial holding. Balances that look permanent can move fast when the financing behind them breaks. The gap between holding coins and spending them. For everyday users, a corporate treasury block is a market structure story, not a spending one. The Bitcoin sitting on these balance sheets is treated as a reserve asset held for appreciation and, in Strategy's case, as the core of its investment thesis. It is not being swiped at checkout. Actually, spending Bitcoin still runs through a different set of rails. Most crypto cards convert holdings to fiat, or a stablecoin, at the point of sale, and a growing number let users spend directly from a self-custody wallet rather than handing coins to a custodian. That distinction is the practical version of the concentration debate. A treasury block keeps coins locked away under one roof, while self-custody spending keeps them under the user's own keys. The precedent of frozen balances at failed custodians, from FTX to earlier lending platforms, is the reason that difference is worth watching. For now, the takeaway is narrower than corporations are cornering Bitcoin. 10 public firms hold about a million coins. One of them holds most of that. And the whole block leans on financing that assumes the price keeps climbing. The size is real. So is the single point of failure at the top of the list.